Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. A 1-1 week for you guys, a convincing win over Drexel last Thursday, 90-68, but then you lose a tough one Saturday down in Wilmington, 73-71. Before we kind of talk about the week ahead, talk about those two games.
Yeah, I mean, you know, statistically we've done some good things. We've had three crushing losses, Rob. So we got to get that right. Credit to Wilmington, great crowd. They hung in there, and we did some, which I normally would say uncharacteristic things, but we've had a couple of these in a row now. that kind of came back and bit us. You know, it cost us a ball game. So, you know, we got to back to work. We thought we played well against Drexel. We got back to guarding. You know, we've got good players. We've got guys that want to win. We've just, it's a little bit, usually I've had a team that couldn't score. We came fighting and clawing back and found a way to win games. This group is, we've been up and all, other than the game at Charleston, I thought we just outplayed. And all the other games, we were up and we blew leads late. And we've got to get that figured out to hopefully get where we want to get to.
As you just touched on, all four of your CA wins are by double digits, and like you said, you guys have done a ton of great things, but as you've suffered a couple of these tough losses, is there one thing that you've been able to put your finger on that needs to be fixed, or has it been some different stuff?
You know, unfortunately, it's been a little bit different. I mean, one thing we try to preach to our guys is, you know, execution is the answer. You know, we've kind of lacked that. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a focus thing. You know, we talked about it at Wilmington, you know, and, you know, in the Hofstra game here, we missed some untimely free throws, and we've been a pretty good foul-shooting team. Wilmington, I thought our shot selection was bad. We took seven threes late, and, you know, in the last 9 minutes, and missed them all. And, you know, in a game where we were kind of living at the foul line. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to look at the league stats and, like, be 4-4 and be like first or second on both sides of the ball and almost everything. So we got to get it right. Obviously, we want to get it right. We have the ability to get it right. The fun part is how are we going to get it right? And, you know, time will tell on that.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to talk, we haven't really had a chance to talk about some of your standout individual players this year, and I'm going to start with Zane Martin, who certainly came on late last year and has lived up to the hype this season. 15 straight games now in double figures, 11 with 20 or more. Just talk about the development he's had from last season to this season, from a role player to a guy who's certainly become one of the top players in this conference.
Yeah, he's talented, and he's got great physical attributes, and he works at it, I think. You know, if you study that team late in the year, he played well for us. He kind of earned it over the course of the season. And then he was our best player over the summer, so we knew that coming in. It probably makes it a little bit tricky because we had some seniors back, and we have a couple of very good sophomores. Might be our two best players, so it's a little bit of an interesting mix. You know, I think moving forward, Zane's got a chance to be a special player. We need, the one thing we talk about him is, can you consistently be the best player in every drill every day? I would venture to guess that, you know, a guy like Joe Chiele does that, and Marcus Thornton did that, and when we had Jarrell Benjamin, he was the best player every day. So the closer he can get to that, I think it elevates our whole program.
Does he remind you of any of those? You've had some really good players here over the years, and his knack of scoring, it seems to be able to score from the perimeter, but also is really good and strong at getting in the rim. Does he remind you of any of those guys that you've had?
You know, so we recruited him. We wasn't sure what position he really was. He just kind of played really hard, and then we found that he could make shots, and he's really worked at that. He plays incredibly like a running back when he has the ball. He's always plays in straight lines, and, you know, he works at it. I haven't had a guard as talented as him here, because he goes like, he's like 6'4". He goes like 212, 215. He's got very little body fat on him, and he likes taking and making big shots. So he's aggressive, and he's left-handed, which I think makes it tricky at times, too, for people to guard him.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You guys get back home this week with a couple back-to-back home games against teams that are right in the mix with you here in this log jam and the standings, William & Mary on Thursday and Elon on Saturday, and both rematches. The William & Mary game obviously was one where you got down double digits midway through the first half and then just blitz them. What were you able to have so much success with in the last, say, 20, 25 minutes in that game against them that you're hoping to probably do on Thursday night?
Well, I was hoping you're going to tell me we only had to play them once this year, but that doesn't seem to be the case. You know, we had some good fortune making some shots down there, and you know, that was really the difference in the game. I don't think there's any way to expect to be able to shoot the ball that well again. But the headache playing William & Mary is they're virtually impossible to stop offensively. They shoot it, they pass it, they get out in transition, they've got a pro prospect inside, they've got a point guard having an unbelievable year, and then I said they can hurt you at all three other positions. So, you know, to have a chance to beat a team like that, you've got to be really good defensively and on the backboards. Things we're capable of doing, but it has to be at a whole extra level against that team because if you look at them statistically, where they are nationally in the country, and nobody's been able to stop them. So it's, you know, look, they're in first place, and, you know, we're going to get their best shot. And if we don't have pretty close to an A game, it's going to be a really hard game to win.
We've got a couple media questions in queue that we want to sneak in here real quick. Can you get the first one for us, Tanya?
Certainly. And our first question comes from Christopher Heidel. Your line is open.
Hi, Chris Pat. How you doing?
Hey, Chris, it's always great to hear from you. You're the one guy I know that's going to call me every week, man.
Yeah. When you played William & Mary like 10 days ago, did they look different, you know, 10 days, you know, prior to this Thursday?
Well, I mean, that, you know, like I said, we had a little bit of good fortune in that we shot the ball unbelievably well. They're tough. The kid Nathan Knight is a pro prospect. He's 6'10". He can post it. He can shoot it. He can drive it. And, you know, they can score in all the other positions. Great wings that shoot it, and then a point guard that has had an unbelievable senior season. So, you know, it's not one of those teams you can say if you take away this, you're going to be all right. They just hurt you in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. And Coach Shaver, what type of coach is he? He's a pretty good coach. You know, he has that he worked with Roy Williams and all that stuff. And, you know, just talk about him being one of the true coaches in this league.
Well, I think the job, having been an assistant there, the job that Tony's done there is unbelievable. It's to be a consistent winner, to have a system of play, to be in the league title race year in, year out. I mean, I told people this. To me, he's a, you know, runaway coach of the year. They lost a couple of guys that are making a lot of money on the wings last year, and then a couple of transfers. And to put a team together that's in first place is a remarkable job.
Yeah. Well, good luck this week, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, our next call quickly here for us, Tom.
And our next question comes from Alex Riley. Your line's open, Alex.
Hey, Coach. I didn't get a chance to ask you after the game. What happened with Foreman at the very?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that, Alex. You know, look, it was nothing intentional, just a mental error. We were obviously up one going to shoot a one-on-one, and we had a timeout left. I didn't want to use a timeout to ice my own shooter. We made the first one to go up two. CB was arguing about how much time should have been on the clock. They went to the monitor. At that point, we got together and said, obviously, if we make it, we're up three. We're a team that does foul when we're up three. And so we talked about fouling on the catch. And then, of course, we said if for some reason we miss, we are switching every ball screen and handoff. Unfortunately, Deshaun missed the foul shot and then proceeded to wrap the guy up, who's also a 90% foul shooter, Jordan Talley.
Yeah.
So it was a, like I said, just a an error of focus that, you know, every play in a game is important. Obviously, that one gets magnified.
Do you feel like, given the way the game went and it ended, have they bounced back in practice what little bit you've got this week? Do they seem focused and ready to overcome those mistakes you've been talking about?
I hope so. I thought we were good yesterday. We're gonna get back at it this afternoon. And look, we're going to need to be. This is a tough league, and there's a lot of good teams. And, you know, this is, like I said so long, this is the deepest, most talented team I believe I've had. You know, do we have that that little extra in the tank? Some of my other teams maybe weren't as talented, but they were as tough as could be. And, you know, this group seems to like challenges, and we've got one ahead of us now, so we're going to find out a little bit more about ourselves.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
All right, Pat. Thanks, as always, for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.